AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. As expected, Hillary Rodham Clinton has thrown her hat into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
The long-awaited announcement came in a video on social media where Clinton said she wants to fight for average Americans. And she plans to hit the road for what are expected to be events in smaller venues like diners and coffee shops in early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire. The events would serve a twofold purpose. Voters in early states expect them, and they'd show Clinton isn't taking her front-runner status for granted.
Republicans have been preparing for a Clinton run. Former GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney says polls have shown that many Americans feel Clinton is not trustworthy.
This whole story about her having erased all of her emails, even though they were subject to recall and review by Congress, I think that's made people remember that with the Clintons, it's always something.
He was on Fox News Sunday. Gas prices are down at the pump, one survey says. The price of a regular gallon of gas has dropped 5 cents in the past 3 weeks to $2.45 a gallon. Analyst Trilby Lundberg tracks prices nationwide.
Right now, the high price in the lower 48 in our panel of cities, San Francisco, $3.13, and the low is Charleston, South Carolina, at $2.10.
A supply ship is scheduled to launch toward the International Space Station tomorrow. AP correspondent Marcia Dunn has more.
There are more than 4,000 pounds of supplies that will be launching tomorrow aboard the SpaceX Dragon supply ship. And among the more interesting payloads is an Italian espresso maker.
That particular machine is intended for the Italian astronaut on board the ISS. Jordan Spieth, this year's Golf Masters winner. He won the tournament earlier this evening. This is AP Radio News. Former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton was the subject of a skit on NBC's Saturday Night Live. Kate McKinnon did her impression as Clinton practicing an announcement with a staffer.
Citizens, you will elect me. I will be your leader.
Okay, great. Let's stop there.
No? Okay.
Ma'am, I think you may be coming off as just a little hard.
Oh, shoot. What part?
Sort of all of it.
As Hillary Clinton is launching a campaign, comes word that CBS has faced The Nation host Bob Schieffer is leaving his Sunday morning gig this summer. CBS News political director John Dickerson will take over the show when Schieffer retires, wished his friend and colleague the best.
Congratulations on a great tour, but also thank you for showing us how it's done.
Bob Schieffer is 78 years old. He's been with CBS News since 1969. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.